Some extraordinary talent is coming together in El Paso to create a special event, the inaugural summit of the Wise Latina Women's Conference, which will be taking place here in El Paso, June of 2014. And with me, with all the facts, are Liz Chavez, who is CEO and President of Wise Latina International, and Dr. Gina Nunez, who is an Associate Professor of Anthropology with the Department of Sociology and Anthropology here at UTEP. All right, welcome. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Mm-hmm.
Good to have you here, Liz.
Yes.
How did this conference get its name, and what was the inception of this idea?
Well, Wise Latina International actually started back in about 2010 with a very informal group of women, local women here in El Paso, and we were calling it Wise Latina Society at the time. And the interest was to get together and visit topics, whether it was in business, in literature, in politics, in current events. And our incentive was Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And the reason for that was that in the past, I think Latinas unfortunately suffered with a negative stereotype in the media. You know, we were either maids, prostitutes, gang members. And this was the first time that we had a positive stereotype, and that was because when Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor was being vetted, she had at some point mentioned in one of her speeches to some students that she was a wise Latina, meaning that she was educated and she had something to say. And so I think not just for local women here in El Paso, but nationally, that became something to be very proud of, not only as a Latina being nominated to the Supreme Court and who now is the Supreme Court Justice, but I think it was a statement for a lot of us.
A beautiful identifier.
Yeah, yes, it definitely, really definitely.
Polished, so, began to polish that gem of self-identity as a Latina, a wise Latina, and to have those words appear in that context. What a lovely thing to harvest from that moment. Now, the conference, this inaugural summit, how long has this been in the works?
Well, actually, when we first organized as an informal organization, the idea came up about having a women's conference here in El Paso. You know, I think as Latina women and as women on the border, we have a very unique situation. And so I think that's where we started to decide that we wanted to incorporate as a nonprofit, a 501c3. Mm-hmm. We needed the infrastructure so that we would be organized and we would do it correctly. So we applied for our 501c3. We were granted our nonprofit status 2 years ago. And that's kind of where the idea originated, and we've been working on it since then.
Yes, so there's a lot to do as far as getting that nonprofit status. So you are actually up and running pretty well, pretty quickly, from a 2010 idea to a 2014 conference.
Well, we've been very, very fortunate. We've gotten a lot of support, not only by women joining the organization. Mm-hmm. I think we're up to about 105 members now, dues-paying members. We have a 15-member board of directors, and we've had the support of a lot of El Paso, local El Paso women and just partners, UTEP being one of us, through Dr. Gina Nunez and also the Civic Engagement Department here at UTEP.
Well, I think we mustn't skip over the highly motivated and wise Latinas that are behind this. Becomes an unstoppable force when groups begin to gather like this. Dr. Nunez, what was your first introduction to the organization?
I think I went to an event and they asked me, can you stand by this poster? It says Wise Latina. And I smiled. I said, well, you know, that I guess I fit the profile. It's not every day that you are amongst a group of women with different caliber backgrounds, right? Liz has a background in television production. It's not every day where we meet engineers and professors and entrepreneurs, women who own businesses and run their own lives. And I think one of the biggest challenges for us is to think about how do we alter the stereotypes that have been framed historically and give our young women good examples, good role models, and women who are oftentimes the wise Latina in the room who can also be very isolated and thinking, was this all worth it? You know, postponing marriage or childhood or family, having children to go and pursue a career. When you find other like-minded women who believe that in coming together, we can build stronger communities, we can enjoy the arts, we can support each other. And in that process, mentor one another, mentor others in our community. It's something I wanted to be part of.
Absolutely. And we have an event coming up, a membership meeting that will be on Thursday, February the 13th at 6 p.m. Where will this be and what is the ideal outcome?
Well, this meeting is going to be at one of our board members' homes. She lives in Central El Paso. And we are having a general membership that is more of a networking. We were having a potluck. And then, of course, we're going to have Dr. Nunez read from her chapter that she wrote on Frida Kahlo. You know, so many of us identify with Frida, whether we're Latina or not. And we just want to, you know, hear her read and then explore the question, what is it about Frida that draws us to her as women and as Latinas?
Yes, yes. So this sounds like a comfortable opportunity for, is it just for women?
Actually, no. The membership's open to everybody.
Excellent.
And you don't have to even be Latina. If you want to be an ally and a supporter, many of our members are teachers at the community college, writers, just different members of our community who believe it's good to be part of a group that supports other women.
So if people want to attend this meeting, where can they find the information, the details?
Well, number one, we have it in our newsletter, which is on Facebook.
Excellent.
And they can also call 204-3871. That's our membership chair's phone number. Her name is Sandra Castillo.
Make a reservation, perhaps, for the Thursday meeting. And then are there details on there about the June conference for people to start making plans?
We've sent out a save the date, June 6th. We have the author, Ana Castillo, being our keynote for that evening. And
lovely.
So June 6th, the weekend of June 6th.
Okay, so it's time to start planning. The first thing to do is visit Wise Latinas International on Facebook. You can also call 204-3871 to get information and make a reservation for the Thursday meeting, February 13th at 6 p.m. That's a membership meeting, and start getting to know the Wise Latinas in the community, whether you are Latina or not, male or female. Start making plans for the inaugural summit of the Wise Latina Women's Conference in June. That's June 6th this year. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. My guests, Liz Chavez, CEO and President of Wise Latina International, and Dr. Gina Nunez, an Associate Professor of Anthropology here at UTEP. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.